At First Peter, and we're looking at the first chapter, and we're looking at verse 18. Yesterday we looked at verse 17, so let's just look at that very quickly. And remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites when he judges. He will judge or reward you according to what you do, so you must live in reverent fear of him during your time as foreigners here on earth. And here we go with verse 18. Do you know, when I started this study, I did not realize we were going to find such amazing nuggets of wonderment from 1 Peter. But there again, this is the Holy Bible, and it's inspired by the living God. It's inspired, as you know, by the Holy Spirit. Verse 18 says this: for you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And the ransom he paid was not mere gold or silver. The ransom he paid was not mere gold or silver. Beloved, I love the word that Peter uses there, ransom. Now, ransom was also used in Isaiah, and I'm going to have a quick look in a moment or two at Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. We'll go there very soon. But I want you to think about that word ransom and why Peter should choose to use that word ransom. He's just reiterating to you exactly how wonderfully precious you are to him. I was watching a TV show on the TV last night, and I was watching where this woman and her husband had lost their daughter. And it became clear as the program emerged that the daughter, and it was a drama, by the way, and the daughter had been abducted. And it transpires, as the investigators started looking, that this girl, she was around 14, 15 years old, had been adopted by this couple 5 years previously. And the love that they had for that child, who was not even their flesh and blood, knew no bounds. You see, they chose that child. That child didn't choose them. They chose that child, to adopt that child, to bring that child into their family. They had made that decision 5 years ago that they wanted to adopt that little girl. She would have been about 10 at the time. And normally you would think that couples would want to adopt a child when they were a few days old. Well, this was not the case with this particular couple. They had adopted this child when she was 10 years old. And it transpires that she was abducted by a child psychiatrist. And this woman had abducted another child as well. And when suddenly she knew that her mother had come to get her, had come for her, mother and child wept together. It was a beautiful scene, and as I think about that scene now unfolding before my eyes, tears jump to my eyes. But what is even greater is this: you, my beloved, you have been adopted. You've been adopted by your Heavenly Father. And not only have you been adopted, but he lost you for a little while. But he ransomed you. He ransomed you. What that means is he bought you back. There was a price on your head, and your living God bought you back. That to me is awesome. Turn with me real quick to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. and go with me. Trying to find it here. Gosh, this is live, isn't it? Go with me to verse 3. It says this: For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I gave Egypt, Ethiopia, and Saba as a ransom for your freedom. Isaiah stating that this is the word of God. This is God speaking. This is God Almighty speaking. And he's telling you that he gave Egypt, Ethiopia, and Saba as a ransom for your freedom. God Almighty goes on to say, Others died that you might live. I traded their lives for yours. Why? Because you are precious to me. God Almighty is saying these words to you, beloved, right now, right at this very moment. God Almighty is saying to you, I traded their lives for yours because you are precious to me. You are honored and I love you. I'll just say that again, shall I? Because I said it rather quickly. God Almighty says to you right now, as you're listening to this broadcast, he says this, and I want you to listen very carefully, because when I read from the Holy Bible, and it says something like this, But now, O Israel, the Lord who created you says, But now, O Israel, the Lord who created you says, we now know that God Almighty is talking. Many times I've heard people say to me, I never hear God talk to me. I never hear God speaking into me or into my heart. Well, if you have trouble listening to God speaking to you, then I am telling you with a loud hailer, God is speaking to you right now, right at this very moment. He is speaking with you and he is communicating you and he is saying these words to you. Others died that you might live. I traded their lives for yours. Why? Because you are precious to me. You are honored. And I love you. And you know now what love is. You know by now, because we have studied 1 Corinthians 13. And we know that God's love never, ever, ever ends. Once he says to you that he loves you, then you know it's forever. It's agape love. It's unconditional love. He ransomed you. And Isaiah is giving you a picture of how he ransomed you and what he ransomed you for. If we turn back to Peter, we can see in verse 18, And the ransom that was paid was not mere gold or silver. It wasn't. The ransom that was paid was not mere gold or silver. Now you know how precious gold is. And you know by now, beloved, how precious you are. When God Almighty says to you that you are precious, you are honored and he loves you, and he uses the word precious, think of the most precious stone that you can think of. What's that diamond called? The whatever of India? The Star of India, that's it. Just imagine the Star of India. That is the most expensive diamond in this world. You are more precious to God than that. Isn't that awesome just to think about that? Isn't that just incredible to think about that? You may not think you're precious. You may well be in a situation in your life now where you feel worthless. You feel as though no one really cares about you. You're on your own. No one cares. You're worthless. You feel lonely. That's the point. you feel lonely. But the point I'm trying to make there is it's how you feel. In other words, it's an emotion that you're sensing. But God Almighty is saying something different to you today, beloved. God Almighty is saying to you, you are precious, you are honored, and I love you. And I have ransomed you. Because you call me by my name, because you have said, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make me brand new. Then I am born again in you. You are born again in me. Beloved, it's wonderful. It is so wonderful. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, I haven't got a clue if anyone is going to bother to speak to me over Christmas. Well, I can tell you someone who will. If you're listening, your Heavenly Father, God Almighty Himself, is going to have such a conversation with you. And I believe right now, you need to understand how precious you are to Him. How much He loves you. How much He adores you. And on tomorrow's program, I am going to tell you how you were ransomed. What price was paid for you. Because God Almighty loves you that much. Thank you, Lord. I tell you this, I can't wait for tomorrow's program. But you will hear it during this hour on tomorrow's program. Be blessed in Jesus' name as we continue to worship now. Just know this today, that you are precious, that you are honored, and that He loves you. Just know that, beloved. And all I want you to do during this next song, if you don't know it and you don't want to sing it, just say, thank you, Jesus.